Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So there's a group from Highland Park going to D.C., but there's also an opportunity to make it happen here in Illinois, and I know that's what he wanted to talk about today, because Illinois House Democrats are introducing a massive gun control bill that would outlaw the sale of assault weapons and prevent most residents under the age of 21 from legally buying a gun. People have... you're with us. I think you're with us.
I am. I am. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So you were at the Highland Park Parade with your family?
I was.
Oh, my gosh. I still talk to people who were there who are still carrying trauma just because they feared their children would not make it out alive, and I would imagine that has impacted you and your family as well.
It has. Our community continues to struggle, not just with the physical recovery, but, of course, a lot of people experienced and children experienced this really horrific mass shooting, and unfortunately, we're not alone. This is happening throughout the state every day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Illinois House Democrats are going to introduce a massive gun control bill. This would outlaw the sale of assault weapons and prevent most residents from under 21 from legally buying a gun. Can you tell us what else is in that bill?
Those are some of the big pieces. We tried to address this issue in a comprehensive way. A lot of gun violence is not mass shootings. It really is taking place with individual shootings. It's self-harm, gun suicides. Gun violence is really plaguing our communities in a lot of ways, and so we tried to address that in also a real systematic way. So we not only are looking to ban the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and rapid-fire devices, but also raise the age of those who are able to buy unlimited amounts of weapons and ammunition to 21, looking at the ways in which guns are being trafficked into Illinois illegally from states like Indiana and Missouri, and also what are the things we can do, again, to take weapons away from those who are trying to harm themselves and others. So there's a number of components of this legislation, and we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks.
As we know, Robert Cremo III was not able to buy a gun. His father signed for him. Would that be addressed? Would people under the age of 21 be able to have a parent still sign for them and allow them to make a purchase or purchase on their behalf?
That's the carve-out. That's the loophole that we're trying to close. So right now, if you're 18, 19, or 20, you can get a FOID card, just like any adult, as long as your guardian signs for it. And that's what happened with this alleged shooter situation. This individual was 18 and had the legal right with a FOID card, because he had a parent sign off on it, to buy as many weapons as he wanted and as much ammunition as he wanted. So this would close that loophole. Right now, you have to be 21 to buy a handgun, but you can be 18 and buy a semi-automatic rifle. This really would look to create parity around that and again, just provide more safety in our state.
Representative Bob Morgan represents the 58th District, and this is all going to be taken care of in January, correct? And it looks like you would definitely have enough votes unless people split from the Democratic Party and voted against it.
Well, this is part of the process. My bill was introduced last week. We will have public hearings that will address a lot of the issues that are part of the legislation, but also hear from people who have experienced gun violence, because it's important to remember why we are doing this. Why are we going through this? Why are we drawing the angst of those who really want to protect their gun rights and also dealing with the trauma of gun violence? So we'll be doing that over the coming weeks and looking to build consensus around the House and the Senate and hopefully a bipartisan way.
And are you supporting the group from Highland Park? I believe they left for D.C. this morning to try and make sure we have a federal law that protects us from assault weapons.
Many of the people that have been advocating for safer gun restrictions and common sense gun laws that are now headed to D.C. are friends and neighbors. This is an effort, frankly, our community was involved in before the Highland Park shooting in the 4th of July. Our community has already and always really been consistently passionate, advocating for safety for the whole state. It's not really new for our community. So I'm proud of my neighbors and constituents who not only experienced what happened on the 4th of July in Highland Park, but are also looking to make sure no other community goes through what we did.
And can you tell us more about the public hearings? Because, of course, that's where people can have their voice heard.
Absolutely. We'll be posting more information about that in the coming days. I look to have multiple public hearings, probably two or three throughout the month of December. And again, looking at every aspect of not just this legislation, but the ways in which gun violence impacts communities. We will be having a first hearing again sometime next week, and we'll be posting information about that. And people will be able to send in their comments, weigh in support or opposition, show up, and we'll have witness testimony, and we'll be going through that process. That's not unique to this legislation, but it's very important for this legislation that's really going to impact trying to reduce gun violence throughout the state.
And, Representative, is that on your website?
We don't have that posted yet in terms of the actual date and time. That's going to be coming in the next few days.
Okay, but that's where they'll find it?
Absolutely. They can find it on the State General Assembly website, but also my website.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Representative Bob Morgan from the 58th District. Hey, coming up, we're going to speak with the daughter of the man who is missing from Berwyn. He has Alzheimer's. He does not speak English. He's been gone a couple days. Maybe you've seen him. Maybe you can help. That's after Steve's News on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.